Well, I'm sure that some of you have either told or fallen for this puzzle before, but to help us out, we're going to say together the word silk 5 times. Ready? Silk, 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 silk. Okay, now let's spell the word silk. S-I-L-K. Silk. So a question. So what does a cow drink? Milk. Of course not. Cow drinks water. Right? I know that's so hard not to fall for. I'm the one telling it, and it's still hard for me. Why is that? Because our thoughts are already going in a certain direction. Well, in the second reading today, St. Paul seemingly asks the impossible. He says, have no anxiety at all. Don't worry about anything. Well, how many of us worry or get impatient or anxious? But in the same passage where St. Paul makes such an outlandish request, don't worry, have no anxiety at all, he also gives us a hint how to do it by considering what direction our thoughts are going. If your mind is constantly thinking about milk, you're going to think about milk. So St. Paul says, think about these things. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, pure, lovely, gracious. Well, I'm going to take 3 of those and consider what happens when we don't think about what is true, pure, and lovely. Well, first, St. Paul encourages us to think about what is true. Well, one of the reasons we don't think about what is true is because we spend so much time and energy anxious about what has not even happened. When St. Paul tells us to have no anxiety at all, you might say, well, that's a great idea. Except that I'm worried about how I'm going to do on the ACT. And I'm worried about whether my cancer will stay in remission. And I'm worried about when my granddaughter will baptize her baby. Well, those are all important things. Don't get me wrong. And St. Paul is not saying to put on rose-colored glasses. He's not saying, well, let's just not think about the problem, and maybe it'll go away. You know, don't tell your trigonometry teacher that St. Paul said to have no anxiety, and studying for a test gives me anxiety. So I decided not to study. No, we still have to plan for the future. But here's the difference. Things are going to happen in the 11th hour, or the 11th inning, as the case might be. But worrying about something that is not true, that hasn't even happened yet, especially if you are a worst-case scenario kind of worrier, and those of you who are know who you are, you know, that kind of anxiety almost never changes the outcome unless it's transformed into prayer. Think about whatever is true. And then St. Paul encourages us to think about whatever is pure. Well, I believe the reason why Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like little children is because they don't worry about things. And one of the reasons they don't worry about things is because they think about whatever is pure. It's what every parent and grandparent wants to hang on to as long as possible. That purity and innocence. But for all too many of us, though, thoughts that are impure can lead us to see others, particularly those of the opposite sex, as an object rather than a gift. And the evil of pornography has become the greatest obstacle to thinking about what is pure. You know, it's great that this nation has had a conversation about domestic violence in the last few weeks. But who will have the courage to acknowledge that there's a link between domestic violence and pornography? Dr. Marianne Layden from the University of Pennsylvania, who was here at the cathedral last year, said it so well when she pointed out that one of the most dangerous effects of pornography is that it leads one not just to accept, but even to expect what they see. Entitlement, degradation, violence. That's why St. Paul wants us to think about whatever is pure. And finally, he invites us to also think about whatever is lovely. We've lost some of our emphasis on and our appreciation for great art, great music, great architecture. And when we see and hear those things that are lovely, our minds and our thoughts are drawn to God. A beautiful Catholic church isn't like an auditorium, but with rich symbols, beautiful images, and sacred music, it raises our thoughts. But the opposite is also true. When I think of things that aren't lovely, of course that's where my mind will go. Now, if we're not careful, Halloween can be a good example of that, right around the corner. If I go watch movies that are dark and violent, well, then what do I expect to see when I close my eyes? And if I wear a costume that's suggestive or demonic, am I surprised that those thoughts come to my mind at other times also? Well, St. Paul has the answer for not being anxious. Think about whatever is true. Think about whatever is pure. Think about whatever is lovely. Meanwhile, I'm still thinking about what to do with the word milk at the Mass in Spanish. Leche. We come to Mass to fill our bodies with Jesus Christ himself. Don't treat your mind any differently. Fill it also with those things, with those thoughts that are from God.